Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
I am Locked On Houston Astros, and I hope that you listen to Locked On Astros podcast daily, Monday through Friday, your team, every day. I am H-Town Wheelhouse, and you can find me on Twitter at H-Town Wheelhouse. You can also find me at Strohs411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Strohs. Look for the show, Locked On Astros, at Locked On Astros on Twitter as well. I'm flying solo tonight as Eric the Man Heisman is taking care of some things for teaching and curriculum writing. Plus, I know that our school district here locally is actually closed tomorrow due to the dangers of storm surge. So we want to say on this Monday, we pray that y'all have a safe drive into work if you are working and that you have everything tied down so that trampolines don't go flying to the neighbor's yard and your palapa is firmly secured in the backyard. We will talk about the last two wins by the Astros and what there is to see ahead. Remember, you can get Locked On Astros on the podcasting app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play the podcast Locked On Astros. So, boys and girls, we come off another win against the Arizona Diamondbacks today, 3-2, and the Astros are now one game over 500. Who would have thought that 2020 would wield such results as it is today? We also got word that Justin Verlander will be out for all of 2021 as he is getting Tommy John surgery. And we are hoping that JV has a quick recovery. He said he's going to attack it with fervor. And we hope and pray that he comes back and finishes his career however many more years he pitches as a Houston Astro. So let's look at the game from Sunday. Note, Ryan Pressly has two saves in two games. That's right, one-run games. Ryan Pressly comes in, the nail-biter, the big mystery. Will he blow another save? Will he give up a hit? Will he get two outs and then give up a run? No, he did not. He actually got a save in both games. And the game yesterday for Sunday when we won 3-2, Blake Taylor got the win as Jose Urquidy had a six-inning, six-hit, two-run, two-strikeout game. He didn't get the win, but he got a quality start. That is what you need from Jose Urquidy. He doesn't necessarily need to be lights out, but nonetheless, he did get the job done. The MVP for Sunday, and I would say probably going into this next week, the player of the week, I'm going to give to George Springer. George Springer went 3-for-4 on Sunday. He only had two RBIs, but his first RBI was an in-the-park home run, a Little League home run. And was he running around the bases? It was almost like Miles Straw said, if you hit the ball to the fence, I want to see if you're faster than me. I love George Springer. Later on in the show, I'm going to talk about whether we should sign George Springer or whether we should offer the contract to Correa and let Springer walk. And I know it seems like day to day it goes back and forth. In an ideal world, we want both Correa and Springer, but we'll talk about that later. Jose Altuve did go 0-for, but before that, he had had two games where he had back-to-back doubles for an RBI. So, although Jose Altuve is sitting at 213, he's still at least getting hits in games and not going 0-for consecutively. So, we'd like to see that. In this game, the Astros collected five hits. Springer had three of those, so the other two hits were Alex Bregman and Yuli Gurriel. This lineup, top to bottom, is starting to shape up a little bit, and I know that is a relative term because it seems like once they get hot, they hit the cold streak really hard. The Arizona Diamondbacks came in, and they are, of course, 14 games under 500, but it's just one of those things where they just, for whatever reason, they presented some sort of a challenge for the Astros that we didn't see coming. Just like when Kyle Gibson came in and basically shut the Astros out. So, check this out. Two games in a row. Sunday, yesterday, 3-2. Then Saturday, Astros win, 3-2. Another young pitcher on the mound gets the win. Enoli Paredes. Enoli Paredes got the win in this game against the Diamondbacks, and he only pitched two innings. So these young relievers are taking advantage of their spots. I know it seemed like when the Astros were losing all those games in a row that the relief pitching wasn't holding up on their end of the bargain. But this weekend, they came back home, and they have done so. They did a great job. When you look at that game, the starter for the game where Enoli Paredes got the win was Christian Javier. Christian Javier did only pitch four innings. Paredes came in and pitched two. James came in and pitched one. Then Brooks Raley. Then Ryan Pressly. But Christian Javier had six strikeouts. That's right, six strikeouts in four innings. This kid has a live arm. I love what I see from him. And also, I'm going to be talking about the 2021 roster and who I think is going to be on there. And y'all can debate me. Y'all can reach out to me, DM the show. Let us know what you think, whether you think I'm right or wrong. And so we will talk about that. But going back to Saturday, the Astros collected six hits where we had Springer, Altuve, and Brantley all get hits. Brantley had a multi-hit game. Kyle Tucker got a hit, and Josh Reddick got a hit. So you look at the lineup, you see Brantley is the only 300 hitter. And the next highest average is Correa and Tucker. Correa has cooled off a little bit, but he's still seeing the ball really well, I believe. Now, they only had one walk. I would like to see the Astros induce more walks and fewer swings and misses and get on base more because they've got guys that can hit the ball. So, Enoli Paredes got the win. Pressly got the save. So the Houston Astros are now one game above 500. And if you're a small business owner in life, you may not have a minor league system or a taxi squad or guys that are in the wings waiting. So why do I mention that? Why? Because you can call Indeed. They are your number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with the free $75 credit at Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. This is their best offer available anywhere, anytime. Like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. You only pay for what you need. And again, you can pause it at any time. So go right now to Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th. All right, so here's the thing. I know that one thing leads to another when it comes to baseball. With that being said, I want to talk about Justin Verlander and his announcement over the weekend and some quite a stir that was caused by an article by David Schoenfield, an ESPN senior writer. This guy's probably written more articles than I've forgotten facts. So I'm just saying he's at ESPN, I'm not, but I'm ultra critical about what he writes about. The title is a little bit clickbait where it says, "Why losing Justin Verlander marks the beginning of the end of Astros' sad legacy." Now, I get the sentiment of the legacy of cheating and the clubhouse culture or whatever people claim, you know, was or wasn't a part of the Houston Astros baseball club. But everybody acts like all things point to just this one thing, and that the Astros don't have other things in their past, and they're not a storied franchise in their own right. that's fine. You can hate the Astros, but Justin Verlander going down just led to more scrutiny. See, Justin Verlander, if he's out, he's probably not going to come back. There was also anonymous sources and some agents that told Bleacher Report that multiple stars were going to be exiting the Astros, and it was somewhat false. It was a misnomer. It said Josh Reddick. Well, we know Josh Reddick's not going to get re-signed. Michael Brantley, I've heard some things behind the scenes that maybe Brantley isn't happy with some things here or there, but I don't even know what to make of just random, you know, anonymous sources and hearing things and rumors. George Springer, we know, is at the tail end of his contract. They have not re-signed him to the chagrin of many Astros fans. And then Yuli Gurriel, he has expressed wanting to come back. And so we will get into that right now. Justin Verlander is a big loss and I think a massive shot to their playoff hopes in going far. They'll make the playoffs. They'll be in the wild card. I mean, they'll be in the divisional series. But at the end of the day, how far can they go? I think these young pitchers might surprise the competition, but we will have to see. And another thing that we have to realize is that the Houston Astros have something in them that other teams might not have, is they have motivation and a fire in their belly, I think, to prove people wrong. And I think that's kind of nipped Jose Altuve in the bud a little bit. That's why he's pressing, why he's not doing well. You know, maybe Jose Altuve just needs a Built Bar. You know why he needs a Built Bar? Because they're improved. How are they improved? They are delicious-er. They are wrapped in 100% chocolate. They have 6 new flavors. And today, I am going to feature the flavor Cookies and Cream. Cookies and Cream is actually my wife's favorite. Miss Wheelhouse loves this. It has 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 net carbs. That's right, only 4 carbs. It is perfect for the healthy man. It is perfect for the healthy girl. It is perfect even if you just want to indulge in a delicious treat that you don't have to feel guilty getting. It's low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and it's great for the keto diet. So I want you to do this right now. You get a free cooler with purchase while supplies last. Now, I don't know if they're still there because these are popular. We just got our third box. We ordered 2 boxes at a time. This is our third order of 2 boxes that we've gotten in the last 3 months. I mean, we love these things. So go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code Locked On, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use a promo code Locked On and get $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Okay, with that being said about Built Bar and Jose Altuve, the Astros have their work cut out for them going forward. And so I just feel like right now I've got so many things that I want to talk about and cover, but I don't want to be one of these long, drug out podcast solo guys just babbling. So let's look at this. Let's look at our next 3 games on the road before we go to Arlington. We have McCullers, Valdez, and Greinke going, and I really believe that we can get the sweep out there in Seattle. Then let's go ahead and round it out with Javier at Arlington, Urquidy, McCullers Jr., and Valdez. That seems like a lineup where we can win. I say the Astros go 6-1 in their last 7 games and set themselves up nicely to cement that second place spot in the division series. Now, the Houston Astros have some issues coming up. 2021, not only will we not have Verlander, but we will not have people like George Springer. He will be a free agent. Michael Brantley will be a free agent. Yuli Gurriel will be a free agent. Josh Reddick, we know, is a free agent. So this is how I see our lineup mixing up. And I've got a couple free agent signings. This is my starting 9 going into 2021. And this is assuming that we sign Correa and we don't sign Springer. It doesn't mean I don't want to sign Springer, but I think Correa makes more sense long term. And you could probably get him at a little bit of a discount Springer has had some injury issues. I know Correa has, but he's healthy and he's younger, so I think there's a lower risk, and it's harder to get a shortstop of his caliber than it is a center fielder. So don't hate me, because Springer is one of my favorite Astros. So here is my nine, and I've got two free agents in there. Jose Altuve leading off, Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker third, Yordan Alvarez fourth, Correa fifth, Yuli Gurriel sixth, Mark Canha as the left field free agent signing for the Astros in the offseason. A very good budgeted player to play left field. He can hit. He's a free agent. Jake Marisnyk. Now, yes, you heard that right. Jake Marisnyk is a free agent. We bring him back. Why? Because if George Springer goes, we need someone in center field. We get Jake Marisnyk in center field. We sign him as a free agent. And then we get Martin Maldonado as our catcher. Now, our rotation will be as this, and I don't know about the order, but here are my five starters. Greinke, McCullers Jr., Urquidy, Valdez, and Javier. That's right. Greinke, McCullers Jr., Urquidy, Valdez, and Javier. Those are my five starters. Now, I have not completed the roster or rounded out completely, but these are the relievers that I see that will be back that we will have for sure. And you can add some. If you listen to this, you can tweet me, you can at me at HM Wheelhouse and tell me who else you would add to this list, because this isn't complete. So I need your help, Locked On fans. Brandon Bielak, Ryan Pressly, Brooks Raley, Enoli Paredes, Andre Scrub, Blake Taylor, and Josh James. Now, I know there's guys like Dustin Gourneau, Garrett Stubbs, Miles Straw, Abraham Toro, other guys that I haven't mentioned, but I'm just giving you my starting nine. Those two free agent signings of Mark Canha in left field, I think he makes sense financially. I think Jake Marisnyk makes sense financially for the center field glove that he offers. Why not bring him back? He's familiar with this team. I think it would be a great boost for these guys. It would be a good round. Everybody loves Jake Marisnyk on this team, so I say bring him back. And so 2021, that's if George Springer does not come back. Now, if George Springer comes back, then obviously you don't sign Jake Marisnyk because you don't necessarily need him. Does Miles Straw get more playing time next year? I don't know. Miles Straw, for a while, we were thinking, man, high ceiling. Then it seemed like all he was doing good was pinch running. He was having a hard time tracking fly balls in the outfield. But he is a young outfielder, and he hasn't had a ton of experience. So how much of that criticism is legitimate, and how much is it, well, he's just a young player? And I really think that the Houston Astros don't have as bleak a future as this ESPN writer makes it out to be. I know our farm system is in shambles right now, and I know we don't have a first or second round pick for the next year or two. And so with that being said, we've got our core four. Now, do the Astros surprise us and sign both Correa and Springer? I doubt it. But if it were me, if I had to make a dollars and cents, if I had to make a probability move, who I would rather keep, who I think would give me the most benefit for the longest amount of time, I would go with Carlos Correa. If I was signing purely on the thought of I need someone who is the heart and soul of this team, I need a cheerleader, I need a motivator, that's George Springer every time. George Springer has intangibles. Carlos Correa has intangibles, but I think Carlos Correa has matured. A lot of the criticism for him has been his immaturity, and he has grown up before our very eyes. He's living up to that show Rea, and honestly, I think he gets the gold glove this year. I don't see how you don't hand it to him, and if his batting average was 20 or 30 points higher, we may be talking about Carlos Correa having an MVP season. And so with that being said, the Houston Astros, I think the future is pretty bright. I don't think it's as dim as most people want it to be. Call me an optimist. Call me a homer, whatever you want. But this is what I want you to do. I want you to let us know what you think. When you listen to the show, hit us up on Twitter. Talk to us. Say, hey, man, you were totally wrong about Mark Canha. There's no way he signs with us. That's fine. Jake Marisnyk, why would you do that? Why didn't you call it Nick Castellanos? Why didn't you go after a reliever in free agency? I mean, we could do that. There's a ton of free agent relievers that aren't costing an arm and a leg. So relievers may be a need. Davinsky's probably not going to be back. And so it's just one of those things where we have got to look at the glasses half full. You know, I appreciate you guys listening, you girls listening. Those of y'all that are on the Gulf Coast, my thoughts and prayers are with y'all. Y'all be safe out there. No matter whether it's storm surge or wind, we take these storms seriously. This storm has a potential to produce tornadoes and things like that. So y'all please stay safe. Tell your friends about Locked On Astros. Share it with them. Let them know. Send them the link through your phone, through text message. Say, hey, man, listen to Locked On Astros. It's hot on Astros. It is thebomb.com. I am H-Town Wheelhouse, and I am here for all your Astros needs, and I hope that you keep coming back every day for the best information, the most fun show, and there's a lot of great shows out there, but we pride ourselves in being a part of the Locked On Network. The Locked On Network has a show for every pro team and every league, even the English Premier League. So go check it out. Do me a favor. Go check out Locked On MLB, my boy Sully over there. He does a phenomenal job. The dude can rock the microphone. And you know what? He hasn't thrown as much shade at me as I thought he would. You know why? Because we're friends. And so y'all have a great Monday. Y'all be safe. And just remember that no matter what time it is, no matter what day it is, you can always go to Apple, Google, or Spotify and hit and say, play Locked On Astros, and we're there for you every day. Y'all have a good one. I'm H.M. Wheelhouse.